Hello everyone, welcome back to Fun Facts for the Week. My name is Quentin Barkey.
My name is Asher Carr. So, Quentin, did you hear about the guy who lost his entire left side?
No.
You didn't hear about him?
No.
Don't worry, he's all right now. Get it? Because he lost his left side. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I was hiking near Grand Peak, and I was wondering where that name came from. It turns out it came from a guy named Zebulon Pike.
Wow, that's an interesting name. I've never heard that before. But we actually did some research on Zebulon, and that is what today's podcast is actually going to be about.
Zebulon Pike was an explorer in the 1800s. He led two expeditions through the upper Mississippi River into Colorado.
On his second expedition, around 1806, he was captured and then by the Spanish near Santa Fe, Colorado, although he was later released in an American territory in Louisiana around 1807.
Zebulon was a leader during the Manifest Destiny.
The Manifest Destiny was basically a belief in the 1800s that the Americans should expand west over the U.S. Zebulon Pike was an expedition leader that helped the Americans settle towards the west.
Fun facts. Pike's Peak was actually named after Zebulon Pike, although he would never climb the mountain in his name.
Another fun fact is he actually joined the army in 1754, about age 15. During the Western expansion, Zebulon mapped out and claimed land. Quentin, did you hear that Zebulon said that he would never actually climb Pike's Peak and that no one would ever?
Yeah, I heard about that, but isn't there a road up to the very top right now?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's kind of weird, because he never said anyone would climb it, yeah.
In 1820, Edwin James was the first to climb Pikes, but at this time it was named James Peak, but was later changed to Pikes Peak.
Well, that's interesting.
Pike died 6 years after his last expedition due to war. Before today's podcast ends, time for a real quick review. Zebulon Pike did two expeditions through the Mississippi River and into Colorado. On his second expedition, he was captured by the Spanish in Santa Fe and was later released at the Louisiana border.
He was charged because of an illegal trespassing and entry, and was killed by a bomb in war about age 34.
That's all of the time we have today. See you next time on Fun Facts for the Week. Hello everyone, welcome back to Fun Facts for the Week. My name is Quentin Borkey.
And my name is Asher Carr.